This is the northern gate of Sri Jagannath Dev. You all should turn around. This is also a very, very special and holy spot. Can everyone see the cows? These are called the cows, the Talinga cows. Zero. You see how they are eating the remnants of Sri Jagannath Dev? In this regard, can everyone hear? If you cannot hear, don't raise your hand. If you can hear, raise your arms and say, Hari Om.
Hari Om!
Everyone has said Hari Om. Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. He was from the Saptagram district of Bengal. His father, Govardhan Majumdar, and his elder brother, or rather uncle, the older brother of Govardhan, Hiranya Majumdar, they were so wealthy, they were, at that time, the Nawab Hussein Shah conquered over all of Bengal. It was under Mughal rule. But Govardhan and Hiranya were so influential, so powerful, and so wealthy that they would give so much incredible amount of taxation to the Nawab Hussein Shah that in their whole district, the Nawab said, you can run your district any way you like. And in this way, everyone was completely free to worship Lord Krishna and chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
They had so much wealth that literally they were what was equivalent today to be multi-billionaires. They had huge, beautiful estates, wonderful residences. They were extremely pious, very pure, very religious, and they would use huge quantities of money just to support the Vaishnavas. Extremely charitable. And they had one son. The elder brother had no children. And Govardhan Majumdar had one son. His name was Raghunath. And he was meant to be the inheritor of all the wealth, power, position of their father and uncle. But when he was a young boy, the family priest, Yadunandana Charja, brought Raghunath Das to meet with Srila Haridas Thakur. Sri Nama Charja Haridas Thakur Ki! And when Raghunath saw the simplicity and the renunciation of Haridas and how he was so much engrossed in just chanting the holy names,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Serving the Vaishnavas, Raghunath had no interest in anything in this world save and except chanting the holy names of Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his beautiful lila in Navadvip, Raghunath, he would hear from Balarama Charya and Yadunandana Charya the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after Mahaprabhu took sannyas and came to the place we were yesterday in Shantipur, Raghunath Das, with great eagerness, came to receive his darshan. And upon meeting with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he decided that if you are going to Jagannath Puri, I want nothing to do with anything of this world. I want to go to Jagannath Puri and in your divine presence and along with your associates to chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! 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 Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki! Anyways, Raghunath was becoming so detached and disinterested in any material affairs that they married him to a beautiful woman, so chaste, so lovely, the beauty of an angel. And they were giving all the charge of so many immense fortunes to him. But regularly, he would run away from home to go to join Lord Chaitanya. We will discuss this wonderful pastime in a few minutes. Ultimately, they had to have him under constant vigilance. Whenever he would run away from home, they would send guards to apprehend him and forcibly bring him back. Finally, they had no less than 12 guards constantly watching him day and night. With great effort, one time Raghunath heard that in Panihati, the place we were supposed to go yesterday, that Lord Nityananda was visiting with some of his associates. And Raghunath came to Panihati with the permission of his parents, provided all his guards and servants were surrounding him to make sure he came back. And there in Panihati Dham, he met Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He offered his obeisances from a distance. He was afraid to come too close because he was thinking, I'm so contaminated by associating with so much material affairs, and how can I go close to such a great soul as Nityananda Prabhu? So Nityananda Prabhu, seeing him from a distance, he said, Raghunath, you are a thief. Only a thief hides and keeps a distance. And Lord Nityananda forcibly embraced him and placed his lotus feet on Raghunath's head. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai! Now, because you are a thief and you've been caught, you have to pay a penalty. He said, I want to have you arrange a beautiful feast of chipped rice, chira, and dahi, yogurt, and serve it out to all my associates and everyone else. So Raghunath arranged a beautiful, wonderful chira dahi utsav, the festival of chipped rice and yogurt. And it was served under a beautiful tree on the banks of the Ganges. That tree is still there on the bank of the Ganges. Yesterday, we were planning to go, but then we were told that if we went, it's about 1 hour out of the way from, half hour each way out of the way from the main road to Calcutta. So we were told that if we go there, we may possibly be late for the train. Our guides from the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir said like this, said, we will probably make it if we go, but I cannot guarantee it. So, as punctual as I like to be, I told him we cannot take any chances, there can be no risks, so we will not go to Panihati. But I think we will get to Hora very early. He said, yes, now we are very early. He said, so rather than sitting there for so many hours, let us take prasad in some lonely place for a few minutes and then proceed. He said, no problem, we will definitely make the train. So we stopped for prasad, and some of us made the train. I'm very sorry, it's all my fault. But you give me some atonement, I will humbly accept. Anyways, Lord Raghunath Das Goswami did go to Panihati. And there he had this wonderful feast of chira dahi. And Nityananda Prabhu was so pleased that as they were eating the chira and dahi, they were covering the mountain, the little hill where the tree was. Soon all the bank of the Ganges was filled with devotees. Soon people from all around were coming. There was no room on the hill. There was no room under the tree. There was not even any room on the banks of the Ganges. People were sitting in rocks in the Ganges. Soon there were so many people that people were literally standing in the Ganges, and each one of them had their little clay pots filled with chipped rice, yogurt, and condensed milk. And after this wonderful, during this wonderful feast, Lord Nityananda invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come and join. And in a transcendental body that no one except Nityananda Prabhu and a few others could see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally taking prasad. and then they began to dance and chant. After this wonderful festival, Raghunath Das, the next morning, he approached Nityananda Prabhu, and he bowed down, and Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on Raghunath's head. And Raghunath said, "Please, Nityananda Prabhu, I beg you, give me the benediction that I can be delivered forever from all material attachments and be a personal servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri." And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Because you have," he told all the Vaishnavas, "give your blessings to Raghunath Das." He said, "Raghunath, because you have gained the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, and because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so lovingly appeared in your wonderful feast to be amongst all these devotees eating chipped rice and yogurt, very soon you will be released forever from all material entanglements, and you will be residing all amongst all the Vaishnava associates of Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. In fact, Lord Chaitanya will make you the servant of his own personal secretary, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami. And there you will manifest the highest symptoms of ecstatic love, and you will witness the wonderful Leela of the Lord." Raghunath's parents, they were so much in anxiety because Raghunath was showing no interest in anything material. And he kept trying to run away. His mother told his father that maybe we should tie him with chains to keep him home. He said, "We have already chained him with a beautiful wife who has a face like an angel. We have already chained him with opulence and fortune and wealth and estate equal to Indra, the king of heaven. If these things cannot chain him down to this earth, what are some steel little chains going to do to help? Our son has somehow or other been captivated by the mercy of Lord Gaurachandra. And therefore, for such a madman who receives the mercy of Mahaprabhu, no material power can keep him in this world." Jigauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Brahmacharis, this is what you should tell your parents. And they will become purified and go back to Godhead. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ji ki! So Raghunath would not even sleep in his house anymore. He would sleep in the courtyard where they would worship Durga Devi, the Durga Mandap, which is traditional in Bengal. One night, late at night, Yadunanda Acharya, the family guru, he came to Raghunath because the priest of his temple had left his duties. And he knew that Raghunath was very expert at convincing anybody of anything. So he asked Raghunath, "Can you come and try to preach to my priest?" and asked him to resume his duties. Raghunath said yes. So the guards, they did not mind. He went with his guru. And Raghunath said to Yadunanda Acharya that it's late at night. You should take rest. I will preach. After Yadunandana left to take rest, Raghunath ran into the jungle. And he knew that if he went the direct way to Jagannath Puri, he would be apprehended by the guards the next morning. So he went an opposite direction. Instead of going south, he went west and then south. And instead of going down the main road, he went no road, simply through the jungles. And he walked and he walked and he walked. I believe 12 days he walked. And of these 12 days, he only got a little milk or a little bit of food on 3 of the days. And finally, he arrived here in Sri Purushottam Chaitra Jagannath Puri Dham Ki. Yeah! And he went to the Gambira, the residence of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu saw him, he picked up Raghunath, who was laying on the floor in obeisance, and he embraced him. And he said, Raghunath, by Krishna's grace, you have been relieved from the entanglement of materialistic life. He said, materialistic family life is like a ditch that people go to pass stool. Hari-o!
Hari-o!
And people too much attached to materialistic family life are the worms living in the stool.
Hari-o!
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 Hari-o! Very straightforward philosophy that Mahaprabhu taught. He said, only by Krishna's grace can one be relieved of this situation. And Raghunath said, I do not know who is Krishna. I only know that you, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, have saved me from materialistic life. Now I am begging to be the servant of your servant. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him under the charge of his own personal servant. He took Raghunath's hand and he took Swarup Damodar's hand and they placed them together and he said, Swarup Damodar Goswamiji, I am entrusting Raghunath to you. So Raghunath Das, at the beginning, he was begging at the Singhadwaram gate where we had just been. He would just sit as a beggar and pujaris would sometimes come out and give some prasad. And that's how he was maintaining himself. Later on, actually, at the beginning, his parents, knowing that there was no way that they can get him home, they sent servants and lots of money for Raghunath. And Raghunath would live a simple life, but once every month, he would invite Lord Chaitanya and his associates to a big feast that he would use all that money for. But then after some time, he stopped. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar, why? Govinda, he asked, why? So now he is sitting at the Singhadwaram gate begging. After some time, Mahaprabhu didn't see him at Singhadwaram begging. He said, where is Raghunath? He says he didn't like to be begging at the Singhadwaram gate because he was thinking, Mahaprabhu was very happy. He said, when you beg like this, when somebody comes out, you start evaluating him. What will he give me today? What did he give me yesterday? This person has much. He should give me something. In this way, you start calculating people by your own desires. So he was simply begging in the charitable booths. Later on, he stopped even doing that. And Mahaprabhu asked, how is Raghunath Das eating? Shamananda Prabhu ki! Sankirtan Prabhu. This is an appropriate place for them to come and meet us. Sanat Kumar Prabhu ki. Bhima Prabhu ki. So, Mahaprabhu was told that you know how Raghunath is maintaining his life now? Near the Singhadwaram gate is a place where the rotten prasad of Jagannath is thrown. You see, after the prasad comes off the altar of Jagannath, the priests take it, and the priests give it to the various booths where they sell the prasad, and sometimes that prasad which isn't sold is given to the charitable booths, which is given for free, and sometimes the prasad that is not sold or given, it starts getting rotten and spoiled, so they don't want to give it to anyone, so they throw it in this pile and let the cows eat it. You can see how nicely the cows are feasting on this prasad that they are throwing. This is the prasad that's going rotten. It's not fit for human consumption by materialistic standards. After the cows take to their full satisfaction, at the night, what the cows consider not even suitable to them, that they spit out of their mouths, Raghunath takes that rice and he washes it carefully, and that is how he maintains himself. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki!
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard,
forcibly with his long, beautiful arms, he took the prasad from Raghunath and he put a morsel in his mouth. And as he was about to take a second morsel, Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped him. He said, "My Lord, please, you have had enough." And Mahaprabhu said, "That I have tasted so many wonderful sweet preparations, so many wonderful vegetable preparations, so many wonderful, of all varieties of Mahaprasad from Jagannath and from so many various temples, but I have never tasted such nectarine food as what Raghunath is eating." Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was tasting the tapasya, the vairagya, the renunciation of Raghunath. And in this regard, Srila Kaviraj Goswami explains, Mahaprabhu bhakta ganer vairagya pradhan, yaha deki prita hoy gaur bhagavan. That renunciation is the basic principle which sustains the lives of the devotees of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And seeing his devotees accepting such renunciation brings great pleasure to the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So please, in a very realistic way, imagine yourself after the cows finish eating whatever they can eat throughout the day, taking whatever they spit out from this pile right here and making that your only food you eat. Not out of necessity. He gave up immense fortune, wealth, and luxurious delicacies for this. Anyone who tries to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami will die. But we can all follow in his footsteps. Whether we are brahmacharis, sannyasis, or grihastas, or vanaprastas, we should accept the spirit of his renunciation and strive to live a simple life in loving devotion to the Supreme Lord and his devotees. So everyone can, if you like, you can honor some of the prasad here. Or if you like, you can bow down to this holy spot of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami's Mahaprasad.